Defending Parker, a Hachette Audio Original, powered by Wattpad. Written by Emma Zolli, read by Kylie Stewart. Chapter 1. I ran as fast as my feet could take me, pumping my arms in rapid succession to keep up my speed. My eyes didn't waver from the track in front of me, because I knew that if I glanced over my shoulder to check up on my competition, I'd falter and fall behind. Keeping my lead, I pushed myself harder, knowing that I had to win this. I had the drive, perseverance, and strength to go home with a first-place finish. I just had to keep my focus. I couldn't think about the fact that the chilly October air was slowing down those who succumbed to it, and although I could feel my lungs working overtime, I had to keep my eyes set 200 meters in front of me. Suddenly, a spark of adrenaline ignited inside of me as I started to push my body even harder. I briefly registered the fans in the stands cheering me on as I picked up speed and pushed across the finish line. I slowed down to a stop, then hunched over with my hands on my knees as my teammates surrounded me, jumping up and down in celebration. "That was amazing, Jillian. It didn't even look like you were trying out there. Congrats, Jill." A smile pulled at my lips, though I wasn't able to completely catch my breath and thank them before my coach ushered everyone back to the sidelines. Tossing me a full bottle of water, my coach smiled at me as I unscrewed the lid and took a long gulp. "Good run, Thomas," he said. "Are you sure you can't stay with us the rest of the season?" Though his words were encouraging, they were also a reminder that this was the last track meet that I'd run with my team, possibly the last one I'd run in my whole life. 5 months ago, a friend of my dad's had called on him to assist with a high-security case for the Crown Attorney's office he worked for. This came with long hours in the office, countless phone calls, and several out-of-town trips to compile enough information. Once the trial was over and my father's assistants had helped his friend prosecute the accused, the Crown Attorney had offered my dad a position at his office. Accepting it, however, meant that we were now set to move. That very weekend, we'd be leaving West Spring and heading out east for White Rock, Nova Scotia. I shook my head. "Sorry," I replied, "but my dad has already made up his mind."
"I know. I'm just not..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?